Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Jeff Garcia. Thanks for tuning in once again. For those new listeners, welcome aboard. I am the Spurs lead writer over at News4SanAntonio.com and Fox29SanAntonio.com. I've also been covering the San Antonio Spurs from Press Row since 2004, so I'm glad to have you on board. And again, welcome. Well, you should be excited for today's episode as your San Antonio Spurs will continue their hell week, their hell stretch of the season, schedule-wise, as they'll face the Oklahoma City Thunder in OKC. And that's what you and I are going to do today. We're going to preview tonight's matchup. It's an exciting game, an exciting show, so stay tuned to the end as we're going to be giving you three keys to a Spurs victory. And to do all that and more, I am joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, before we dive into the OKC preview, how are you feeling after the last, Friday or Thursday night, I guess? Thursday night's loss to the Warriors. My goodness, it was right there.
Yeah, man, it was a tough loss. You know, I was saying I'd rather lose by 20 than to lose by like 3 points. And you know what? I'm officially done with Bryn Forbes, man.
You're done?
I'm done with that dude.
Well, you know what? A lot of Spurs fans were high on him and on the Bryn Forbes bandwagon, thinking he was the heir apparent. And when they started comparing him to Gary Neal, you knew that was a problem already.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't just Bryn Forbes, though. The Spurs just simply collapsed in the fourth quarter. They actually were riding a 9-point lead at one point over the defending champs. But in the end, it was just too much Durant. Way too much Durant in the fourth quarter and bad shooting. And just, I think, in my opinion, just a lot of inexperience down the stretch.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of unfamiliarity between the new players, a different lineup, or 22 different lineups already this season. So that all came to a head, and the Spurs got the L. But enough about that, Joe. Let's go ahead and dive into tonight's game. Before we give our three keys, let me just quickly sum up the Spurs heading into tonight's game. Your Spurs are 37-28, while the Oklahoma City Thunder are 30-29. Now, the San Antonio Spurs, as you know, are coming off a 3-point loss, 107-110, to the Golden State Warriors in Oakland. Now, LaMarcus Aldridge was just a beast in that game. He scored, what a show, 30-something points, 32 points?
Yeah, he had 30 points.
Yeah, he was just an animal. And but that wasn't enough for the Silver and Black. They got the L. And what made it even painful is that Golden State did not have Andre Iguodala, David West, nor Steph Curry for almost the rest of the game as he got hurt in the first quarter. Well, it was a tough pill to swallow. Nevertheless, the Spurs got the L. As for the Oklahoma City Thunder, they are coming off a win over the Phoenix Suns, 115-87. Westbrook was just Cedric Westbrook. Nobody diving his numbers. He was just an animal once again. And the San Antonio Spurs and Thunder are tied in the regular season series at one game apiece. A quick injury report. Kyle Gasol is questionable. And as usual, Kawhi Leonard is out for today's game. So those of y'all who thought Kawhi would be coming back today, nope, ain't gonna happen. Maybe another game. But Joe, before we dive into our keys to the victory for the Spurs, a lot of Spurs fans are circling this game as the one win they'll get in the first three games of their hell week here. Why is that?
I think it's because they feel, just like, you know, I feel right now, that OKC and the Spurs are pretty evenly matched. You know, their record-wise, they're about a game that separates them. The Spurs are 37-28. Thunder 38-29. They've had their, both teams have had their ups and their downs this season. And, you know, you expected a lot more out of the Thunder with the three-headed monster that they have in, you know, Paul George, Russell Westbrook, and Carmelo Anthony. The Spurs, they just have LaMarcus and a bunch of role players. But it just seems like, you know, because the teams are similar in record and the OKC really hasn't figured things out yet, that it's a pretty, you know, even playing field right now. And if the Spurs play Spurs basketball and they can actually close out a fourth quarter, I don't see why they couldn't pull out a win. You know, the Thunder team just haven't figured things out. And I think, as like I was telling you, it's a pretty even playing field right now. They're evenly matched.
Well, you know, when I look at this game tonight in OKC, and a lot of people, again, circling this game as the one when the Spurs could get, I still say no. I predicted the Spurs will get swept in this first three games of their hell schedule portion. And I look at OKC and I say, look, you know, they're... Westbrook is just a beast. There's no, you know, no one player on the Spurs, let alone maybe in the NBA team, that can slow him down. Parker is just not Parker anymore. Danny Green, well, he's going to have to check somebody. You know, they're going to put him on Durant. Are they going to put him on George? You know, and even if he does check Westbrook, that still exposes the Spurs for what they lack as far as defending the other two powerhouses they have wearing the Thunder colors. I look at this team, this Thunder team, as maybe they're floundering a little bit right now. No, but they still, you know, they've won two games in a row at home. It is a very comforting place for them versus the West. They're 13-6. The Spurs do not and have not it recently closed out games. And you cannot tell me that a Spurs team that squandered a lead in the fourth quarter to a Warriors team that was depleted is going to do the same or preserve a lead into the fourth quarter if they should have one versus the Thunder team. No, I don't think so. I think the Thunder team, they're fighting for their playoff lives. They're fighting for positioning. They know that they're on the heels of the Spurs. You know, they have incentive to play. Just not to say the Spurs don't have incentive. They do, just to survive and make the playoffs. But at the end of the day, I just think the Spurs are just a mess right now. I think mentally they are. I think chemistry they are. There's something wrong. When Manu Ginobili says we went from fighting for the third seed to now just simply making the playoffs, that tells me a lot. Yeah. So tonight, I'm looking for another loss for the Spurs. I hope not. You know, but you got to be realistic here, Joe and listeners. This Spurs team is a mess right now. And, you know, maybe for a different show, Joe, we'll talk about this. But I don't think even with Kawhi coming back, I don't think he's even going to be helpful.
Well, great mind think alike, because I kind of had the same sentiments, you know, same thoughts as well. There's some underlying issues, you know, that no doubt they have to figure out. But I think most of the underlying issues that they really do have, I come back to it again, it's just the mental aspect of it. I just think mentally, the Spurs team is depleted, you know. And at times, they seem to be their own worst enemies, because it seems like they try so hard to try to close out a game that they kind of forget the team mentality of playing good fundamental basketball. And it leads to them making these, you know, uncharacteristically bad passes or bad plays, turnovers, because I just see that they overthink themselves. But if they can mentally, you know, get tough again and believe in themselves and just let the game unfold, because when they let the game unfold and take what the defense gives them when they're in rhythm, they're doing great. It's when they try to push the issue, like you see in these fourth quarters, they're trying to force the issue and it leads to fourth quarter collapses. You know, that's what I'm seeing out of them, you know?
Yeah. You know, you brought up the fourth quarter collapses. You know, Danny Green spoke to the media after the loss to the Warriors, and he pinpointed the fact that one of the reasons why they do collapse in the fourth is simply because they're not mature enough. Not to say they're just a bunch of kids out there, but they're just not there yet. And what he meant by mature, meaning a lot of guys out there haven't been there before. You know, they had Bryn Forbes out there in the final frame versus the Warriors. They had Bertans out there. And these are guys that haven't been battle-tested as much as maybe the other Spurs have. And unfortunately, they're depleted right now, and they got to rely on them. And it's just not working out. You see a pattern lately with Popovich's answers to the media. It's very like, well, you know, I'm glad the guys are getting out there. They're getting experience. We'll hope that'll pay off down the end. I mean, he's trying to see the silver lining on this, but at the same time, it's also a bad thing in the sense of you're going to lose games if games are close. Yeah. You got to rely on a lot of players, young guys that have not been there and done that before. So with on that note, I guess, let's go ahead and dive into our three keys to victory. Joe, why don't you kick us off?
Oh, man. I don't even know where to start, man. At this point, I just feel depressed. But if I have
maybe the first key maybe is for fans to basically get a lot of pictures of beer ready. Is that your first key?
Prende la vela de los Spurs. That's the first key to victory. You got to do something, man. Got to do something to, you know, rectify this bad luck, this bad vibe. But my first key to victory for the Spurs is just make shots. You got to find some type of offense, man. I mean, it's just been, like I was saying, it's just been very inconsistent. You know, they might play good in the first quarter. Then they go dry again, you know, second quarter. Third quarter start off great. The fourth quarter, they dry up again. It's like, guys, you got to somehow, some way, find an offense that's consistent. They need to find their shot. You know, it's they've been in this slump, this shooting slump. So my first key to victory is, guys, you got to make some buckets. You got to make some shots somehow, some way. If it's either at the free throw line or you're just being aggressive, going to the rim, going for easy dunks, layups, lobs, something. They got to be aggressive. And that's what my first key to victory is.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it's so simple, right? Just make the basket.
Yeah.
You should win. But that hasn't really been, you know, the truth of late. As the Spurs posted, what, 107 points versus the Warriors. You know, they posted another 100-plus scoring night against, I think it was the Pelicans, I think, and still nothing at all. So, you know, putting the basket in the bucket is good, but a lot more is going to be needed, especially against this Thunder team. Now, before I go into my key to victory, Joe, is this. Look, the Spurs are in OKC. And OKC has not been kind to the Spurs. Now, Oklahoma City holds a 10-8 record against the Spurs at Chesapeake Energy Arena. I always had a tongue twister when somebody asked me where the Thunder played. Chesapeake Energy Arena. The Thunder have won four of their last five meetings against the Spurs in OKC. So, yeah, the Thunder sure do love to play the Spurs in OKC, which leads me to my key. Is this, if the Spurs know that OKC hasn't been kind to them, well, one thing they can do is value the ball, and that's my key. The Thunder leads the league in steals per game at 8.93 and in opponent's turnovers per game at 16. They are aggressive at handling the ball. They are aggressive at causing deflections. They are aggressive at getting up on players with the ball and causing turnovers. The Spurs cannot afford to play a sloppy game against this team. You get Westbrook going on a fast break or get their fast break plays going, and they got the players that can finish Westbrook, Paul George, even their younger guy, Houston, Grant. These guys can get up and down the court, and I think they love it. And the Spurs have got a valley of ball. Look what happened against the Warriors in that fourth quarter. Stupid turnovers towards the end. A lot of clumsy things. I'm pretty sure that the Spurs gave up 16 points off turnovers alone versus the Warriors. Again, this is a team, the Thunder, that the Spurs cannot afford to play sloppy with the ball. The numbers prove it. 8.9 steals per game, 16 opponent turnovers per game. The Thunder play defense. Spurs got to value the ball first and foremost, and just play smart basketball. So that's my key to the Spurs win. Gerald, what do you think about that?
No, I agree with you. You know, they just need to play smarter, not harder. Mm-hmm. You know, if again, it comes down like you were just hinting at. You got to give or play with whatever the defense gives you. You know, in rhythm, don't force the issues. You know, smart basketball.
Exactly. And yeah, you know, and to pretty much put a cherry on top of my key to victory. If you look, dive deeper into the stats, you know, Paul George ranks first in the NBA at deflections per game at 4.2. So they definitely play the lanes. You look at Westbrook, he has recovered the most loose balls each game at 2.2, and he's third in total steals at 121 steals so far in the season. He's also fifth in total deflections at 214. Whew, Spurs got to be careful with that ball tonight in OKC. I think they do that, they get the W. Joe, go ahead and take us home. What is the final key to victory?
Final key to victory for the Spurs, in these games that the Spurs have lost, they've had one thing in common. If you look at the stat sheets, the Spurs have lost the three-point shooting battle. The Spurs need to find that three-point shooting shot back, and they need all hands on deck. They need Bertans being crisp from the three-point line. Same thing with Danny. Same thing with Patty. The Spurs need some type of offensive weapons, and if they can make their threes, they open up the game so much for everybody in the middle. The Spurs are going to have to win the three-point battle. They're going to have to outshoot the Thunder from the three-point line in order for this game to open up, and the Spurs need it in order for them to get a victory.
Yeah, I agree with that. All hands on deck. I think that should be the mentality until they get back 100%. You know, Paul Gasol is now, as of this recording, probable, questionable.
50-50.
So we know Kawhi Leonard is out completely. So, and even then, even if everybody comes back 100%, it's still going to take time for the team to get used to each other. So, oh my goodness, this is Spurs are in some serious trouble. And I know a lot of Spurs fans, like Joe, he's keeping the faith. But I know there are many Spurs fans that are kind of looking at the season as I am, thinking this may be all for nothing. And even if they make the postseason, you know, it couldn't be a tough stretch because they'll have to face a Thunder or a Rockets or a Warriors team maybe once or twice before they even get to the conference finals, if they even get that far. Not to mention the Blazers are red hot right now. The Timberwolves, you know, yes, they lost Jimmy Butler, but they're playing well, et cetera, et cetera. And so, whew, you know, it's time's ticking down right now, Joe. And the Spurs, they've got to turn the ship around right now. And losing the way they did was heartbreaking. I give them credit for fighting to the bitter end against the Warriors. I mean, kudos. But even Joe, they still, in my opinion, should have won the game versus the Warriors. And they cannot be in a position tonight versus the Thunder, where they squander another fourth quarter lead and only equating to a loss. All right, Joe, I pretty much said that they're getting swept on this three-game road trip. But as far as tonight is concerned, Thunder, I got them losing big by 10 points.
Now, I think it's going to be much closer than that. I predict that this is the game that the Spurs are going to win, and I'm predicting that they're going to win at least by 3 points. It's going to be a really close game. But, you know, we do need a win because, I remember correctly, the last time that the Spurs actually won a game was last Sunday, almost a week ago, over in Cleveland. That was the last time they won a game. And it's much needed.
Yeah. How many games in a row they've lost? I think they've lost two now, right?
Two.
So they beat Memphis.
Yeah,
they beat Memphis.
Lost two. Yeah, it just seems like it was almost a week ago when we had a big win, you know, against the Cavs, where everybody was cheering and jumping up around, and they were interviewing LaMarcus, and DeJounte was like, he's a beast, he's a beast. And now it's like, you barely squeak out a win against Memphis. No, hombre, shut up. You know, come on, guys. You know, we need a win. We need a much-needed win. And I'm predicting they're gonna win against OKC.
I hope you're right, Joe, and I hope I'm wrong, and I hope a good tomato thrown at me after tonight's game. But those are our thoughts and our keys to a Spurs victory. Let us know what you think. Email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at JeffGSpursZone. Tell us about Two Shots, Joe.
Yeah, you all can follow us at Two Shots, which is TWOSHOTSPODCAST. Two Shots Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can also find us on the web at www.twoshotssa.com.
All right. And those listeners tuning in that are new or are faithful listeners, my audio will in the coming days. Been having some tech issues of late, but hopefully, actually Joe's the one who's saving me right now, so hopefully what I ordered online will arrive soon, and you'll get a clearer, crisper, cleaner Locked On Spurs. So please forgive the dust, as they say in the construction business, but it'll get better, but I appreciate their patience. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.